The Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov says that without the separation of Nusra-Front terrorist groups from the so-called moderate opposition, Syria's ceasefire is meaningless. Lavrov noted that the U.S.-led coalition has failed to fulfill its obligation to make this separation happen. Twelve people have been killed as militants attacked the police checkpoint and detonated a car bomb outside of the Iraqi city of Tikrit. Over 20 people were wounded in the attack. No immediate claim of responsibility for the bombing yet. Iran's foreign minister has warned Saudi Arabia and other supporters of terrorist groups that the militants will consequently turn against their sponsors. Zarif said the terrorist groups in Syria will turn against the Saudis, just as the Taliban and Al-Qaeda did. At least four people have been killed in a U.S. drone strike in eastern Yemen. The attack took place in Ma'ari province, during which the U.S. drone targeted a vehicle traveling in an area controlled by forces loyal to former President Abdel Mansour Hadi. A new academic year begins in Iran. Millions of students are attending classes after a three-month summer vacation. According to the Education Ministry, some 13.5 million students will go to classes in over 100,000 schools nationwide.